only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
7:12 forecast for today. Cloudy, we got some rain and thunder. High of 78 tonight, cloudy, more rain and thunder likely. Low of 65.
A little misty out right now.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm getting ready for sports.
It's morning dump time, you moron.
I know, but I'm getting ready for sports.
No, you thought it was sports time.
No, I didn't.
And you picked up your papers.
No.
And you just made yourself look like an idiot.
Damn it.
Let's do morning dump. Sports are a little bit later.
Can we just do it right now? Let's do sports.
He was all excited. No, I want you to sit there and think about what you've done.
Damn it.
He was all ready to go, just here, sitting up straight, ready to read.
You know what? You know what?
What an idiot.
You know what? I'm ready.
You're so stupid.
And I'm prepping. I'm doing what, good.
What a moron.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
All right, Major League Baseball last night.
It's my turn.
Oh, okay.
Sit your ass down. All right, anyway. It turns out that most of us can only make it for about 4 months without eating a delicious pastrami sandwich or some kind of meat. Mm-hmm. According to a new survey, the average person who goes vegan only lasts 3.5 months before they go running back into the warm, fatty arms of delicious, delicious meat.
It's probably because your body is screaming for some sort of meat.
And what's the main reason they give up? Obviously, it's because you aren't supporting them. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being nice to the vegans.
No,
no, but 3 out of 4 people who've tried going vegan quit because they say they would have lasted longer if they had more support from their friends and family. Don't put it on other people that you don't have any willpower.
Right.
God,
it's all you.
Just admit that meat is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
All right, meat is murder. Delicious, delicious murder.
Fear about that guy who just did the all-meat diet. It's like the complete opposite of the vegan diet.
Yeah.
And it like cured, him and his wife had all these diseases, and I guess it cured everything.
Really?
Yeah.
And again, I don't care. If you're vegan or what's the other? There's vegan, there's...
I don't know. Just you know what? Just eat food in moderation.
Yeah.
You know that white bread that everybody hates? You can have white bread in moderation.
Well, no, I think vegan is more of a... Well, I think it can be a physiological thing. Some people just meat doesn't agree with them.
Yeah.
You know, like me, I used to be able to eat ribs all the time. Now, if I eat ribs, I usually get an upset stomach.
Yeah.
Steak, I got no problem with, but I think that rich... rib meat usually kind of gives me an upset stomach.
I'm the same exact way. We were talking about that the other day.
So I think some people physically, like their bodies can't handle it. A lot of people do it for ethical reasons because they, like, you know, they don't want to have products from animals that were harmed, you know, or anything that was murdered.
Come on. Come on, if you look at it that way, plants are living. They're living things.
Yeah, exactly.
You murder them.
You know, when you cut your grass...
Mm-hmm.
That smell
mm-hmm.
is the grass literally just dying.
Screaming.
Screaming.
It's a distress signal to the other blades of grass.
So you know what? Stop cutting your grass, you vegan you vegan bastard.
See? That's exactly why I don't mow my lawn.
Yep.
I'm not a murderer.
Is that
like
what
all
it
the
is?
Rest of you guys.
I think it's because you're a lazy piece of
no,
crap.
No, no, no. I'm just not a murderer.
It's a lifestyle choice.
All right.
I'm grass friendly.
Exactly.
So anyway, just, you know what? If you do it, I don't care. If you're a vegan or vegetarian, just don't be so vocal about it.
You know?
You know, that's the first, you know how you, it, you know, I know, you know, someone's a vegan. Don't worry. They'll tell you.
They'll tell you.
They'll tell you. according to a new survey, the perfect pint of beer is consumed at 5:30 PM with about 1/4 inch of foam on the top at a bar with your wife or girlfriend with some food on the side. That's been a study. That's the perfect pint of beer.
Sounds like coming from somebody who really loves craft beer. I want this. It's got to have a hint of caramel, and it's got to have a head. You know, just give me a beer.
I
don't care if it's 5 o'clock or 4:30.
I don't care if it's 5:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m.
Just give me a beer.
Just give me a beer, for God's sakes.
No, it's got to be a pint, and it's got to have 3 inches of head on it.
And tannins and whatnot.
Right.
It comes from grains that were picked by a virgin Mesopotamian woman. What? Doesn't make any sense. So there you go. Lastly, more and more celebrities are stepping forward and offering offering to record a personalized video through the Cameo website. Have you heard of the Cameo website?
Uh-uh.
For a price, though, here's a rundown of some notable celebrities willing to do these videos. Caitlyn Jenner will do a customized video for $1,000.
What's this for? It customized like what?
Anything? Like a video greeting. Like, hey, what's up, so-and-so? It's Caitlyn Jenner. Hi. Oh. How are you? Huh. Brett Favre, he's $500 for a customized video. Terrell Davis, Michael Vick, all 500. Terrell Owens, 350. Brett the Hitman Hart will do it for $125. I'm willing to pool some money together and get a video from Brett the Hitman Hart. Spud Webb is 100, Bam Margera 50, Soulja Boy $50. What do you think we could charge? Do you think we could charge anything for a customized video? No, we'd have to pay people.
Hey,
let us do a video for you. Here's $50.
We'll buy you a case of beer.
I think, you know what? I think a fair price for us is $5.
$5?
I'm putting $5 on us. All right, I'll tell you right now, if you want a customized video from Hunter and myself, okay, $250.
$250
a piece, $5
how about,
total.
How about $350.
$1, Bob. $1. So, yeah, apparently celebrities, God, they'll do anything. Celebrities will sell their soul.
Yeah, they really do.
For
though,
a price,
they?
Man.
Yeah. I think it's because celebrities aren't really, they're getting less celebrity-esque.
Well, when you look at the list, I mean, other than Caitlyn Jenner, none of them are really, like, in the limelight in that sense anymore.
I just really think people don't look up to celebrities like they used to back in the day.
Yeah.
I think they're just
or
kind
is
of,
it just this is another chance for them to make a little extra dough? How hard is it to sit down? You know, think about it. Brett Favre, $500. How long does a video take? Was it a 5-minute video?
I don't know.
All right, you make 10 videos.
Don't you feel like $500 is not that much money, though? I mean, don't you think Brett Favre would be like $500?
But for a 5-minute video, though?
Still.
Guy still knows the value of a dollar, man.
Isn't he rich as
that's
hell?
That's $100 a minute on a 5-minute video.
Yeah, but when you've made multi millions of dollars over the years,
this is like, this is walking around money.
Yeah,
you know, I would absolutely do this if I would absolutely spend an afternoon, spend 30 minutes making. And again, I don't know how long the videos go.
Yeah, but couldn't you just like sign something and sell it for that much?
Well, do that too. You could sign in between your videos and just be making all this extra cash.
Yeah, I guess.
That's all I'm saying. But then also, too, the more stuff you sign, the less valuable it becomes.
Absolutely.
Think about it.
My brain hurts, Brock.
Let's start doing videos and see what we can get people to pay for them. Shirtless videos, that's $10 right there.
The Morning Dump.